And the time is 8:56, 49 degrees outside our studios. Time for the opening market report and a look at the commodities with Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jim.
And how are things looking on this Friday?
Well, we're kind of reversed here in soybeans. And first of all, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans, and thank you for your service for all those who have been in the military. We're off here this morning. December corn is down 2 3/4 right now at 340 3/4. That 340 area there of support on the December futures is pretty important. I think if we hold that, we hold above that this week. On November soybeans, or I'm sorry, January soybeans were at 991.5. That's down 6.5, and that's well off the high that we saw overnight. A few things going on in the currency markets here. The Chinese markets have fallen apart here from the time that we paused our markets this morning until we reopened at 8:30, and that's why we kind of reversed the soybeans. The Chinese yuan is at a six-year low, and it's being devalued. There's a lot of talk that the commodities are going to get bought before the devaluation there, and I think that's kind of what we've seen happen here over the last week and some of the support that we've seen. What we see in the soybeans is the fact that the soybeans get sold on the highs, and when we fall off, the Chinese come in and buy, it seems like. The Brazilian real also is down today. It was down 5.5% yesterday, so it's down significantly. Now, that would probably make the Brazilian farmers a little bit more motivated sellers and could actually compete with us, but it also makes their soybeans higher down there, which helps support, I think, the soybeans here. So that's kind of where we're at as far as currencies go. I think that we've had a lot of activity in the currencies this week with the election and the outside markets, and actually today the dollar is a little bit higher, but we have to remember that versus the real, even though it's higher, it's actually showing the drop down there is more important, I guess what I'm saying. So that kind of is where we're at today, Jim, and we'll see what next week brings.
Okay, Bill, thank you very much. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing of Champaign, Illinois, our analyst this morning on the opening market report.